Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Have you ever had to nag a child to practice the fiddle or the piano or the guitar? I'm constantly trying to get my daughter to pick up her ukulele. Well, now you have another reason to throw at them, because a recent study has shown that children who take up an instrument and go on, they actually go on to have better enhanced eye coordination, increased vocabulary, and a higher brain capacity. I mean, now I want to take up a musical instrument. Maria Kelman is the founder of Young European Strings of Music, and she's right here in studio to tell us all about this new research and her unique way of teaching her own students. Maria, you are very welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well, and thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm very excited to talk to you because I hear you're a bit of a legend in this world, okay? Can you tell me, first of all, I'd love to know about you, and where did your love of music come, and what age were you when you picked up an instrument, and what was it?
Well, Jennifer, I am the fourth generation of classical musicians, so I had no choice. My grandmother was a pianist. Okay. My mother was a pianist. And my grandmother, who was the head of the family, decided that enough was enough. She didn't want to have another pianist in the family. So she said, you know what? Your daughter, that was me at five, is going to go and do the violin. I wasn't asked.
I was told. Yes.
And not only I was told, but she was supervising that I practiced every day.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm very, very grateful to
yes.
her.
Yes. It's always in retrospect, I find, that people go, I'm so grateful my mom pushed me, or my dad, or whoever pushed me to do those lessons. But at the time, it can be difficult, you know, the love of music can be sucked out of you when you have to do these scales and these exams. When you were five and six and seven, did you love the violin or did you grow to love it?
No, I loved the piano.
Okay.
But as I say, it was not practical, according to my grandmother. What I really loved is every week my mother took me to the opera. You see, in Hungary at that time, you could go and get a very, very, very cheap ticket if you were on the very, very high, you know, so high that you nearly didn't see anymore.
And open the gods,
up on the top. And we were sitting on the stairs because we had not much money. Mm. But every week she took me to the opera. And is there a more beautiful way to go and get a 5-6-year-old enchanted with all this happening, Mozart, Figaro? I didn't understand the word because most of them were Italian or German, but it awoke my imagination. And I think that's the most important, the curiosity and the imagination. How can I do the same? Okay, I didn't have a voice. I knew that I don't have a voice. And the violin was there. So that was the next best thing.
Okay. The inspiration was there. Fair play to your family for instilling that and working
you.
So hard. They did that. Okay. Can we talk about the benefits of children learning musical instruments and this research? So what's that all about?
Music is a language, and that language is universal.
Yeah.
Everybody understands it. Birds are singing and fish are talking in their own way. So this is communication, and children who are getting an instrument. I'm talking about the violin because the violin is made for measure. Mm. A 3-year-old can go, and I brought you there to show it to you. A very, very small 30-second violin, which doesn't cost much. Even if it breaks, it's not the end of the world. You buy a new one. And if that child can go and start to go and make sounds, and then somebody teaches how to use the fingers, and then somebody else is telling you, hey, you don't even have to pluck it. Try to go and make a long sound with the bow. And then you can play maybe Jack and Jill or whatever you want. And at the first birthday, you can go and take out your violin and go and show it off to the grandparents. And you get the praise. Well, that's all a child wants. And from there onwards, the road is
it's all positive.
Open.
It is all positive. But
yeah.
Would you, if a child wants to give up, let's say, a couple of years after, you know, the lessons and the scales and the exams and all of that, sure. would you be inclined to say don't let them give up and keep pushing them?
I would ask the reason why to give up. Is it because you are too busy, or is it because you are really disinterested, or is it that it became so hard, or maybe your teacher is not
right.
the person who should go and bring you further? So it's the approach.
Okay. Speaking of teaching, you have a school here in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And some might call your approach to teaching unique.
I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
It's very, very kind if anybody says that. It's not unique. It's unique in only in the sense that we approach each child according to their need.
Okay.
That is unique. So it is impossible to, in a classroom of 20 or 25 kids to go and approach each child according to their speed or interest.
Okay.
And when you are doing a one-to-one lesson, it can be ballet, but even ballet is not one-to-one, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are teaching the violin or the piano, for that matter, and it's one-to-one, the child feels unique and tries to go and please you, because each child wants to please. That's the first thing they want to do.
What's the youngest student you have, or how old?
At the moment, I have a little kid called Sebastian, adorable. He's four.
Four?
Yeah, and he's already reading. He can't read books, but he's reading the music.
Wow.
It's not difficult. It's really not difficult.
It's not difficult. Oh, not for you.
And he was, the first two lessons I taught him how to pluck. I wrote a little instrument with me.
One of those yokes, yeah.
Yeah. So you start to pluck. And after plucking, you say, okay, let's go and see if we can make a longer sound. So you get the bow.
You get the bow.
And then you say, listen, how about going and playing something which is your favorite song? And it could be Jack and Jill. It could
whatever.
Be anything.
Lizzo.
Happy birthday.
Mm.
And then from then onwards, you start to go and teach to read. It's not difficult. You use your five fingers. Jen, just look at me.
I'm looking
five
at
fingers.
You. I'm looking at you.
And those are the lines on which music is being. Of course, your
I'm a lefty.
Listeners can't go and see it.
Yeah.
Right and left hand doesn't matter.
All right, okay.
And then imagine that little birdies are sitting on each of these lines. Mm. You know, and then in between, there are spaces. So before they read, they understand that zigzag is also a way of reading, maybe not the fastest.
I had a thought last year that I really wanted to learn the violin.
Off you go.
I swear to God, I did. And my family put me off.
Why? What did they do?
Because my brother said, ah, it's very difficult. That's a very tricky instrument. That'll take you years. And kind of was a bit negative. Yeah. Barry, if you're listening, I'm blaming you. But do you think everybody should learn an instrument? And would I be able to pick it up as easy as Sebastian at 43 years of age?
No. Sebastian has no complexes.
Right, okay. I have a few, yeah.
No barriers. Just curiosity. You,
I'm very
a wonderful,
complex.
Wonderful, wonderful woman, very beautiful. I know that you have an 8-year-old yourself. You have a household.
I do.
You are a very busy woman.
Yeah.
So this would be taking away time from somewhere. Mm. On the other hand, I think that everybody's entitled to have a hobby. And why not the violin or the piano or the mouse harmonica for all I care?
Something.
Or go in a choir.
Yeah.
I mean, some people don't have the money or the interest to go and pick up an instrument. Join a choir. Sing. Let your feelings go out in a different way. If you are angry, well, you can go and sing forte.
Yeah.
And if you are happy, you can go and be very intimate.
So music is, so you think music should be in everybody's life in some shape or form?
In some shape or form.
Okay.
And I did not invent that. It was already in the 1930s when factory workers were offered to go and be in a choir.
Yeah.
Because that was something to distract them from that mechanical work of 8 hours a day doing the same thing, which is very destructive, actually.
Are you a fan of every type of music? Because I used to get all my frustration out and my joy out back in the 90s to drum and bass. Back in...
Wonderful.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Wonderful. Jazz?
Go bananas.
Jazz or folk?
No, drum and bass is kind of a genre of music. It's a bit like, it's like dance music, but it's very
lovely.
Oh, it's deadly. I'm going to send you a couple of, we're going to send her a couple of tracks so she knows what we're banging
Wonderful.
On about. Ah, yeah, it's deadly. But it's one of those things. It does bring so much joy to so many people. I can see it's been a huge part of your life, hasn't it?
Well, look, being a fourth generation, I didn't have a choice, did I?
But you're so grateful because of it. And I think we, you know, as parents, we want the best for our children. And the benefits of them learning an instrument just exceeds even our expectations for the hand-eye coordination, for the brain development, for they are learning basically another language, the language of music,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And also it gives them joy when they are on their own, when it is raining, when they can't go out to play football. That instrument is always there to be a companion.
I have to say, I have to say, my husband's learned the guitar and he's driving me mad.
Oh, is he that bad?
No, he's all right, but it's the song choice. He loves 90s boy bands. So.
That's lovely. What's wrong with that?
I know. I need to be a little bit more patient because he's doing great.
Do you have an attic? Do you have a place where you can go and sort of put him
in? I have a shed. I'll put him out the back.
That's cruel.
I am cruel. No, he is. I need to be a little bit more understanding because it is a gorgeous hobby. It is a lovely thing to do. And how can people get in touch if they'd like to join your school?
Well, you go on the internet. Mm-hmm. And you put in youngeuropeanstrings.com.
Youngeuropeanstrings.com,
that's
so,
all.
So it's just for young people, is it? Or do you do any age?
Look, to tell you the truth,
I don't like to go.
It's very cruel, but I don't like to go and teach the adults. My husband, on the other hand, is wonderful with adults. Because we are both in the same, look, we know each other since we are 17. We met in Brussels. Very romantic and all that. He's a wonderful violinist and a teacher and a conductor. And he has the patience of an angel. And he loves teaching adults.
Are adults more difficult?
No, they are not. I just don't have the patience.
I hear you. I hear you. Come here, tell us about the fella. So how long are you together?
You really want to know my age?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Just give us a ballpark.
Well, sweetheart, 17 to 84, you can't.
You don't look a day over 35 to me, so like I don't know.
I stopped counting. I mean,
I'm fishing now.
We are each other's part of their life, you know. We are doing the same thing and we sing the same thing. It's a bit boring sometimes.
But is that the secret to a long-lasting relationship?
I never thought about this.
Okay,
I don't look at long-lasting relationship. I look at longevity.
Yeah,
music is making our life, and the fact that we are having the privilege to work with young people, and the most important that we have something to fill our days until we die. We don't go on pension. Musicians don't go on pension because they still play.
It's a vocation.
It's not an evocation. It is part of our life.
Okay. Yeah. It's
so part of you. We are very privileged.
Well, I feel very privileged to have you in studio.
Oh,
you're an absolute legend. Thank you so much. I think you have somebody just text in on 51552. That lady is an inspiration.
Oh.
Another texter says, Jen, I played piano and the box accordion as a child while also playing the tin whistle and the guitar in school. Ooh. Take in all the sports I was also playing. It was too much and resulted in me quitting everything in my teens. I recently started playing the accordion again in my 30s and I absolutely love it. I'm actually a better musician than I ever was. I practice 3-4 hours a week and I'm loving seeing the progression each week. Never too late to pick up an instrument.
Congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
Whoever you are.
Yes.
Well done.
Well done. Well, you've inspired me and I think a lot of other people out there to pick up a musical instrument or get their kids involved. Maria, thank you so much for coming into the studio and I wish you the best of luck with your school,
Jen,
and your gorgeous husband.
Thank you for allowing me to talk to you.
Anytime.
It was lovely. Thank you.
Anytime. Jen's Friends. Get her back for Jen's Friends. Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare. Looking after you always.